We begin the current daf Masechtas Chulin daf Samach Gimel. Begin on the second line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion in the previous daf regarding discerning and differentiating between two similar sounding birds or appearances of different animals. So Rabbi Yehudi says Shekitna, which is the name of a bird, which there's actually two species of that. There are those that are Richi Shaki Vesumki. They have long legs and they're red. So Shari, that one's permitted. And the manik to recall this is Murzama, which is the name of a bird which was unknown to them that it was kosher and it had long legs and its body was red. So therefore that's a recollection for this type of shekitna that has the same type of characteristics that it's kosher. Whereas Gutzi, Besumki, Asiri, but if it's short legs and it's red, then it's forbidden. And the manik is Nanus Pasal, which is Halacha and Becheiris, regarding the blemishes of a kain, which is if he's short, if he's a midget, then it's invalid. That's a hero, so the shorter one is the one that's invalid. Now, arichi shaki v'yeruki asiri. If it has long legs but it's yellow, it's forbidden. B'samanech and manek to recall that is yerukin psul, and that if it's green, it's invalid, which yaruk includes green slash yellow, which is halacha was brought in the Mishnah early enough, nunvav med aleph, regarding nechmur me'eho, if the chicken falls into a fire, if the insides become green, that's possible. So we see that yaruk, the yellow, is the one that's invalid. Now the Gemara continues with different types of birds that are non-kosher that are mentioned in the Torah. So Rav Yehudi says, shalach, which is one of the birds that's not kosher mentioned in the Torah. What's the word shalach? Zeha shayla dog miliyam. This refers to the bird that snatches the fish from the sea. And that's why it has the word shalach, is from the word shayla, which people were aware of that type of a bird, which is the raven of the sea called the Oyer Hamayim. That is the description of this shalach. And duchifas, which is another non-kosher bird mentioned in the Torah, is shahaydai, which the dalet vav is from the word haydai, that from its beauty, which refers to the crest of the bird, which is on the top, it's the beauty of the bird, which is thick, and it looks like it's doubled over on the head, and its kafus, that's the duchifas, which is doi chifas, kafus, that looks like it's tied down over there, which Rashi describes as a large bird, which is like a rooster, which is the hoopoe, or as others say, the wild turkey. That's the duchifas. Tanim hachasimul in the brayse that duchifas is shahaydai kafis. The dalet vav is haydai chifas, is that its crest is tied down. V'zeu shehivi shama lebeis hamikdash. That's the bird that brought the shamir worm to the beis hamikdash. Whereas we find that Nagar Tura, which means the ones who cleave the mountains, which break open the mountains, is the translation of Tarnagaila Bara, is translated as the wild turkey, as the Gemara in Gittin brings in the Samech Beis, that explains what it did was when it would crack open the mountains, that's the bird that actually brought the Shamir, and that's how it would crack open the mountains, which was utilized in the production of the Beis HaMikdash, which required the Shamir in the stone, and how it was made, that it had to be made in a natural way. Rabbi Yechon Kebachazi Shalach Amar, when he would see the Shalach bird that we described before, he would quote a pasuk and tell him, Mishpatecha Toim Rabba, that your judgment goes into the greatest depths, as the Shalach would actually, that bird goes down to the greatest depths. Now, Kebachazi Nemalam, when he would see an ant, he would say that pasuk that says, Tzidkascha Kareel, that your righteousness is like strong mountains, meaning that even a small ant gets its sustenance like a large creature. And when he was saying Mishpatecha, he was saying that your judgment goes even to the greatest depths, where Hashem prepares the shalach bird to judge and to take revenge on any fish of the sea, where he wants to kill it, when he wants to kill it, that even in the greatest depths, this shalach will fly down. That's one interpretation. Another one is actually, by the ant, he would say Tzikasle Kare El, where that it gets its sustenance without any effort, which is like a great mountain of kindness, of righteousness to the ant. But in contrast, a type of creature that Hashem judges and will make it even go to the greatest depths to get its food, like the Shalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it go through great efforts and lengths to get its sustenance. Continuing again on differentiations regarding similar either sounding or appearing types of creatures, of birds, regarding if they're kosher or not, Amar Meimei says, Lakane uvatne sharyan. Those are birds that are permitted, they're kosher. But shaknoi uvatnoi sounds similar, but there he says, Makam shenogu lechel eichel. And if it's a place that the custom is to eat it, then you eat it, it's kosher. Makam shenogu shloi lechel eichel. And if the place that the custom is not to eat it, then you don't eat it. Now the Gemara asks, Atib ibn Hagar, tell you, Milsa, what do you think? Laws of kashrus are contingent among customs? So the Gemara, in yes, but look, kashrus is not difficult. Why? Ha ba'asu d'shchichi peres vaznia. In a place where there is commonly found, and we know that it's presumed to be the peres vaznia bird over there, which, as we explained in previous dafim, although it has one kosher sign, the Torah tells us that it's prohibited, it's not kosher. So therefore, these shaknoi uvatonei are also going to be prohibited because they also have one sign, and we're not sure, maybe it's from the same species as the peres vaznia. Ha ba'asod l'shchichi peres vaznia. But in a place where it's not common to have the peres nazniya, then it's permitted, because then in general we're not going to assume, as we explained in the previous stuff, since it's not commonly found in the populated area in where there's people living to have a peres nazniya, therefore this one that has one sign, we're not going to assume that's what it is, and therefore in the makam that's the place for nagul lechel, and therefore we could eat it. Now continuing on these halachas, Amar Abaye says kuei v'kakuei asiri, those type of birds are prohibited, but kakuasa sharia, that's a similar sounding name, it's a different type of a bird, that's going to be permitted. Now, however, b'maravu malki levar, this bird that Abaye says, the kakuasa, that's permitted, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they would actually give lashes for someone who would eat that bird, and v'korlo tachvasa, they said that was a forbidden, a non-kosher bird. Tanu Rabbanan b'raisa, continuing these halachas, it says tinshamis, when it talks about in the parashias of the non-kosher birds, it mentions the tinshamis. So that's the braise, so that's ba'us sheba'efes. That's the ba'us, which is the type of a bird, which is Rashi defines as the owl, which howls in the nighttime. Now, on that side, the Brisa says, "I'm a ba'os sheba'efes." So you can say it's the ba'os, which ba'os is a certain type of a creature. But is that the one that's in the bird category, and that's what we're saying is prohibited? "Ayna ela ba'os shebeshrotzim." There's actually a ba'os that doesn't fly, that's not from those winged creatures, but rather that of the shrotzim, the creepy crawly creatures. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says tinshamis. On that side, the Brisa says, "No, Amrit, you're going to say tzei ulamad. Go ahead and learn miyud gemal midas shatern your judgment from one of the 13 attributes that the Torah is expounded upon, which is called." One of the 13 is something that's learned from its context. But what's the pasuk talking about? What's the context? Ba'ifis, by birds. So afkam ba'ifis, seriously, when it's saying the non-kosher bird, it means the ba'osha ba'ifis, not the ba'osha b'shratz. As the Gemara brings similarly, taninamigab b'shratzim kagavna. We learned the same type of idea when it talks about the tinshamis at a later pasuk, when it talks about the non-kosher shratzim, it mentions also the tinshamis. So that says the b'raisa, ba'osha b'shratzim. It's referring to the mole. Because like we said, two times in the Torah it says Tinshamis, once by the parasha of Eifis, and once by Shratzim. So it says the Brisa, Eima Ba'osha B'Shratzim, are you really going to say that the Tinshamis over here means the Ba'os by the Shratzim? Or Eina Ela Ba'osha B'Eifis, maybe it refers to the Ba'os, the owl, that's by the birds. Here too, says the Brisa, Amad, you're going to say, no, Tzei Ulamad, Miyud Gumamid, the Shatern Adjustment. Go out and learn from one of the 13 attributes that the Torah has expounded, which are Dava Lamanyan, they simply learn it from its context, which, Bama'a Kasabadaba, what's the Pasuk talking about? Bishratzim, Afkan Bishratzim, here also it's referring to Shratzim. Now, Amar Abaye says, and he defines, Bo'osha Ba'ifis, what is this? It's Kipuf, which again, either means an owl, like we said before. Rashi actually prefers to say that it refers to the bat, because that actually is the same, is similar to the ba'os shebeshratzim, which is the mole, where they have a similar look, just that the bat is a winged creature. And ba'os shebeshratzim is kurpedai, where as we said, that's the mole. Continuing on these halachas, Rav Yehudi says, continuing on these non-kosher birds, so ka'os, so what is that? So Rav Yehudi, zeh ha'kuk, and rochem, zu shirakrak. Now, Amr Bichon, he says, racham. Why is that non-kosher bird called racham? Kimin shaba racham, because when this bird racham comes, racham im, then mercy, meaning rain, comes to the world when we see that this racham comes, that omen is coming. Now, Amr Bibi Barabai, he says, Bahu the Yasiv Amidi, but this is only if it's sitting on something, va'avit shrakrak, and it's making noises which sound like shrakrak. Now, for Gemir, we actually have a tradition, meaning that's when rain comes. More, we have a tradition, the Yosef A'ara Visharik. If it's sitting on the ground, which not that's not the custom that it usually does, Visharik and the shrieking, and it's not standing, rather it's sitting and it's shrieking, that's actually a sign of a message, which is the Asa Mashiach, that Mashiach is coming. Shlomo says the pasuk in Zechariah, it says Eshra kolahem v'kaptim, I will shriek to them and I will gather them in. So that would be a sign, the omen that Mashiach is coming. Now, however, Amalei Rav Ad Bar Shimi Lamar Bar Rav Idioi, he asked, but But there was this shrakrak, this racham, that actually came to a plowed field, the sharak, and it was shrieking, the asagal, and then came a hailstone from up above, and and it actually shattered its skull. So how can you say that that's a sign that Mashiach is coming? So Amalei said, "Hahu bayadahav." No, to the contrary, that one was a liar, and therefore it got punished, which was that its skull was broken with a stone from up above. But if it's not a liar, then that's the omen that it's coming to say. Tadamalinda Brisa, continuing on the non-kosher birds, says Oyriv. So what's Oyriv? Is that Oyriv? This refers to the raven. When it says Eskol Oyriv, where there in the pasuk it's saying Eskol Oyriv liminai. So the word Oyriv is Oyriv. When it says Eskol Oyriv, all the Oyriv, that's Lehevi Oyriv ha'amki. That comes to refer to the deep Oyriv. And when it says Leminai there in the pasuk for its species, what do you mean for its species? Lehevi Oyriv haba bereshi yoinim. This comes to include the Oyriv that comes in Bereisha Yainim, which the Gemara is going to shortly explain what that is. Now, Amar, the Gemara explains that the Tana of the Brisa had said Oyriv. When it says Oyriv, what does that mean? It says the Tana of the Brisa, Zeh Oyriv. So says the Gemara, Atu Kamon Koi, is he in front of us? In other words, when the Tana of the Brisa says, when the word Leminoi also comes to include a type of Oyriv. Now, the first time he expounds the actual word itself, Oyriv, he doesn't give a sign which one that is. Was the Tana actually holding and saying, this is the unspecified Oyriv? He should have said, Oyriv refers to that type of Oyriv. What do you mean, ze Oyriv? What do you mean, they're all Oyrivs? Elaimer rather says the Gemara, say, Oyriv, what the Tana of the Brisa was saying was, ze Oyriv Uchma. This refers to the classic raven, that's the black raven. The locks of his hair are curled. They're black like a raven. You see, the classic Oyriv is black, and that's what means Zeh Oyriv, means to the black one. Then, when it's including Ha'amki, the deep one, that refers to Chivra, when it's white. When it has white and the black, its appearance is deeper than the skin, which is a parsha by Negoyim, by Tzeras, which the halacha tells us, like the appearance of sun, which is deeper than the shade, because sun always appears deeper. Whenever you have a contrast of white and black in the flesh, the white looks deeper. So too, Beheres, which is one of the simoni of Tzeras, which is white, looks deeper than the skin, which is blacker. That's the same idea why this raven is called the deeper one, because since it has white in it, it looks deeper than the black. Now, the third thing we included from Leminoi was Va'ir Haba Barasha Yanam. So Amra Pabe says, like Tema, don't say and read and translate that what that meant was the Asi Barash Yanam, that it comes where Barash Yanam in the head of the pigeons, meaning that it comes as if it's in front of pigeons. Oh, that's the type of raven we're talking about. No, Ella, the dummy Reshe Lida Yanam, where its head looks like a pigeon. So when it says, Ayrv Haba Barasha Yanam, it means to say that its head comes looking like the head of pigeons. That's a type of a raven that we say is included in the non-kosher species of a raven. Tanamalinda and the Brisa. Again, a different one of the birds mentioned that are non-kosher is hanates. Says the Brisa, zahanates. This refers to the nates, which is, Rashi says, the sparrow hawk. Now, when it says liminehu, for its species, lehevi es bar chirya. This includes the bar chirya bird. Says the Gemara, my bar chirya. So Amabai says, it's shurinka. Now, as Rashi points out, why doesn't the Gemara ask when it says Hanetz the Hanetz? What do you mean? What do you mean Hanetz? Is it in front of us? Because here we don't have the question like we had before, because Leminehu includes another type of a raven. So what are you saying that that's the raven? Which one? Because here by Leminehu we don't say it's a certain type of a Netz, a certain type of a sparrow. Obviously Netz only means one. So when you're going to find one that's called Netz, you know it's the one that's called the Netz. Because here what we're including in Leminehu is actually something else with a different name, which is called Barchirya, which, as Abai explains, is the Shurinka. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, another one of the non-kosher birds, ha-chasida, zudaya lavana. This is the white daya. Now, lama nekrishma chasida. Why is it called chasida? Sha'isa chasidus im chavrasa, because it does kindness with its friends, which it divides its food amongst them. That's why it's called the chasida. Hanafa, another one of the non-kosher birds, zudaya ragzanas. This is the angry daya. Now, lama nekrishma anafa. Why is it called anafa? And the gear says, not shimena efes, but shimena nefes. The aleph is switched with the nun, where it gets angry im chavrasa with its friends. And that's the anaf, that's what's called anaf, which is anger. Now, Amrav Chanan Barav Chizda, Amrav Chizda, Amrav Chanan Barav Dudrava Amrav. He says, Esrim Va'arba Oifers Temeinhein. There are 24 types of non-kosher birds. However, Amalei Rav Chanan Barav Chizda, Rav Chizda, He asked, meaning he was saying over, Rav Chanan bar Rav Chizda was saying over in the name of Rav Chizda, who was saying over the name of Rava. So Rav Chanan bar Rav Chizda, he asked, who he heard it from, Rav Chizda, he asked on this halacha. It says, Dehecha, where do you have 24 non-kosher birds in the Torah? Eid de v'yikra, because it says it two times in the Torah. It says a v'yikra, and then Sefer Devarim, which is called Mishnah Torah, when it repeats many of the halachas of the Torah. Eid de v'yikra, if it's in Sefer v'yikra, Esrim Havah, only mentions 20 non-kosher birds. Eid de Mishnah Torah, if it's in Sefer Devarim, Esrim Echad Havah, mentions only 21. Where do you get 24? Now, v'chitem, and if you're going to say that da d'chsiva b'v'yikra, there's a certain bird called da that's mentioned in Sefer v'yikra. V'loik siva b'mishnah Torah, and it doesn't say it in Sefer Devarim, because in v'yikra it says v'sa da v'sa aya l'mina, so it says daya. In Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Devarim, it says v'hara v'sa aya v'hadaya l'mina, so it doesn't mention this da. So you're going to say, although in Mishnah Torah only mentions 21, but you would add on da that mentions Sefer v'yikra, which it doesn't say in Sefer Devarim. Okay, so shad yalai, so add it to the list. Akate esam etarte habin, there's still only 22, where do you get 24 from? So Amalei, so he answered back to him, he says, Hacha Amar Avu Dimach. This is what your mother's father said, who that's Rav Chanan bar Rava, who was the father-in-law of Rav Chizda, as the Gemara brings in Kedushin, and that's what he was saying over in the name of Rav, that he said over Mishmei de Rav as follows. Where do we get 24 from? Limina, when it says by the Anafa bird, Limina. And when it says Limina in Sefer V'yikra, by the Aya. When it says Limina, third species, by the Ayrv. And when it says Liminehu, by the Nets, that says four times a word lemine, which is coming to include, as we said previously, harikan arba, that includes another four birds, although there's 20 plus these four inclusionary terminologies, it's going to be 24. But I asked the Gemara, if that's the case, but you have 26, because you just said before, it's 21 in Devarim, then there's an extra one in Vayikra, doesn't say in Devarim, that's 22, plus four inclusion, that's 26, what do you have 24? So Abaye says, da, that says in the Yikra, vera, that says in Mishnah Torah, achasi, they're the same bird. So you take away, it's not going to be 26. And as we'll explain, it's actually not going to be 25, it's even be 24. Now, these are g'day dechtarti in, because if you would assume to say that actually they're two different birds, because seemingly they're different names, and actually they should each be counted separately, but as we continue to Medbeis, mechti, let's see. Mishnah Torah, la sufi hudasa, Sefer Devarim is coming to add on. As Gemara is going to say later on, why did it repeat the halachas of kosher and non-kosher animals in Sefer Devarim? So the Gemara is going to explain, because of the shesua, which is a non-kosher animal not mentioned in Sefer V'yikra, which it's a creature that we mentioned in the previous daf that has two backs. Now, by the birds, we don't find anything being added on in Sefer Devarim besides the ra'ah, which is not mentioned in Sefer V'yikra. Now, but ma'ish nahacha, why in Sefer V'yikra d'chsiv da'ah does it mention the da'ah? U'ma'ish nahacha d'chsiv ra'ah v'loiksiv da'ah. We understand, okay, you're writing ra'ah, which, okay, maybe that's coming to add on, but why doesn't it say da'ah? It's, if anything, has to have at least what it says in the previous Torah and add on. Why is it missing the da'ah that's said in V'yikra? Alishma minah min ra'ah v'da'ah achasi. To the contrary, rather, Ra is actually not adding on anything. It's actually the same one as Da, and that's why it doesn't say Da, because it's the same as Ra, that says Da in Vayikra, which says Ra in Sefer Devarim. Now, so then why does it switch the names? As we're going to see later on, is so that a person shouldn't come to validate in a place where they called Ra, and he's going to say, well, look at Sefer Vayikra, only says Da is forbidden, not Ra. Therefore, when it repeats it in Sefer Devarim, it calls it Ra, but it's really the same type of a bird. Because again, like if you would entertain to say it's two different birds, so just like by behemoths it comes to add on, so also by birds it's coming to add on, but then it should have said both birds. Why does it miss out? Duh, rather obviously coming to say that it's just coming to qualify, it's adding on in explanation, not in quantity, and therefore it's the same bird. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, so you took away one. But vakate chafehab, so it's not 26, it's still 25, not 24 like Rav said. So Abaye continues on this theme, and he says, "Kashem shara v'da achasi." Just like we just explained that ra and da are the same bird, kach ayah v'daya. So too, and these are both mentioned in Sefer Devarim, the ayah and the daya achasi. They're also one bird, and they're only written, as we're going to explain, that we shouldn't give an opening for those who want to contend and to disagree. As we're going to explain that. They shouldn't say, well, you're calling Aya, and he calls it Daya, and he's going to say, well, this is not the one the Torah made forbidden. Rather, the Torah only said Aya, and this is not Aya, this is Daya. And that's why they tried to write both Aya and Daya. Because the Isa G'day Dechtart in, if you're entertained to say as one, a literal translation, the Pasuk Devarim seems to indicate that Aya and Daya are different birds. Well, then Mechti, let's see. Mishnah Torah L'Astuvi Hoda'asa. Sefer Devarim is coming to add on more than what it said previously in the Torah. Why, when mentioned in Sefer V'yikra, ayah, did on the ayah bird, did it say lamina? Which comes to include on that, like other birds that are similar to the ayah. But imagine Hashem, why it say the devarim dechsev lamina adaya? Then why did it say lamina adaya and it missed out lamina on ayah? Aren't there more birds similar to ayah? Why are you saying it on daya, not on ayah, like it did by Vayikra? Rather, obviously, we can infer from that ayah v'daya achasi. Yeah, because it's the same bird. And therefore, yes, the lamina of in Vayikra of ayah is the same thing as saying lamina and daya. Now, so the question is, v'chima achash ayah v'daya achasi, but if they're the same bird, lama l'lamichtav ayah v'daya, then why in Devarim, in the same pasuk, are you going to say, you're going to mention both v'sa ayah v'hadaya lamina? Yeah, you switched lamina to daya and not by ayah, because saying daya and ayah are the same thing, even though in Vayikra it says lamina and ayah, but why are you saying both? So that's the concept that we're mentioning up until now. Can you turn like Luna Bryce? Rabbi M, he says, you're right. He asked the same question. He says, Ekra on the ayah. It would have been enough in Seva Dvarim just to say the ayah bird, because it itself is the daya bird. Daya lama nemer. Why does it say the daya bird if it's the same bird? Says Rabbi, Kadeshali Titan Pischin Pel Labaldin Lachli, that we shouldn't give an opening for someone who wants to dispute you and to say that it's a kosher bird. Meaning, Shalite Ata Kara Ayah, you're gonna say, oh, this is the ayah bird that's not kosher. But who Kara Daya? And he's gonna say, no, the Torah only made the ayah bird forbidden, like it says in the Torah only ayah, but this is the daya bird. Therefore, the Torah specified all its names. Because also the reverse would be true too. Atakara Dai, you're going to say, oh, this is the non-kosher Daya bird. Hukara Ayah is going to say, no, this is a different bird. It's called Ayah and it's kosher. That's what it says in Sefer Dvarim. V'hara'ah, which is one type of a bird. V'sa'ayah, v'hadaya, lamina, mentioned both names to say whichever name he's going to come up with. The Torah already says that it's a non-kosher bird, but really it's the same type of bird. So therefore we're down to 24 because we had a similar in Ra and Daya, and then we have an Ayah and Daya that they're each one in their category are the same one, so that takes away two. Now, however, Mesavi, the Gemara asks from the following Braisa on Rav, who were quoting his halacha that he says that there's 24 non-kosher birds, and he said that we said Da and Ra are one, and as we explained, Ayah and Daya are one. But in that, as the Gemara, the Braisa says, Lama Nishnu. Why were these halachas of kashrus repeated when they already says in Sefer Vayikra, saying it again in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Dvar? Says the Braisa, Bebehema, by the animals, Mipnei HaShasua, because it wanted to add on the non-kosher animal called the Shasua. Uba'ayfa is Mipnei HaRa, because of the Ra, which it doesn't mention that in Sefer Vayikra. Now, says the Gemara, in my love, isn't it comparing as follows? Midibehema, the Hasam Lasuva, just like by the animal when it was repeated in Mishnah Torah, was because it was coming to add on another one that wasn't already mentioned. So if it's Namala Sufi, so also the bird's coming to add on, and obviously you could infer, not like Rav, that Da and Ra are two different birds, and that's what's coming to add on, that also the Ra bird, which wasn't mentioned, is actually a separate added on bird, and it's not 24. So the Gemara, no. Hasam lo isufa, yes, by animal is coming to add on one. And hachalef rushe, here it's coming to explain and qualify all its names, which Rashi says, similarly, the Gemara could have just said the same thing with ayah and daya, but it's the same idea, just picks one of the two to say that it's actually the same birds, whether ayah and daya or ra and da, it's just qualifying it and saying that, as we said before, shalai litin pischem peh lachalkim, but it's actually not coming to add on another bird. Now, however, says the Gemara, Upliga, this teaching of Rav Chizkiya, the name of Rav, is this in disagreement with the Rebbe Vo. Because the Amr Bavo, he says, Ra'ozu Ayah. This was nothing that we said up until now. We said Ra and Da the same, Ayah and Daya the same. He says, Ra'a is the Ayah bird. Now, as we're going to explain, since Rebbe Vo says Ra is Ayah, now, and obviously, we find that Da and Ra and Ayah and Daya is going to come out according to Rav Chizkiya that they're all one bird, and therefore you're going to be missing from the amount of 24, which was this teaching of Rav Chizkiya in the name of Rav. Now, Rav Avoh says Ra is Ayah. Now, V'lom nikra shma Ra, why is the Ayah called Ra? Shara yibi yaisa, because it sees very, very well. V'chein roi mesotu says the pasuk in Iyiv, Nasiv lo yidoi Ayah, that even a path that the Ayah doesn't know, V'lo yishazavatu ein Ayah, and that even the eye of the Ayah has not yet seen this, which means to say that we see because that's trying to say a chiddush, that even the ayah who could normally see very far, and that's what we call the ra. As we learned, Tana within the Braisa, I made this bubble, it could stand above all this bird. The ra in the veil of Eretz Yisrael could see a dead animal carcass which it wants to hunt and get all the way in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara asks, according to Bavo, midira hainu ayah, from the fact that he's saying that ra is ayah, so machlal the da lav hainu ra, then obviously the da is not the ra. Now, because the Gemara's assumption right now is that Rebbe Avoh agrees to Rav's principle that there are 24 non-kosher birds. Now, so if there's going to be 24, so then obviously we can't say that da is ra, because then you're going to have 23. So, mechti, let's see. Mishnah Torah l'asuv hiyodasa. We said, Sefer Devarim is coming to add on. Mishnah hachad siv da. So then why over here does it say da? Mishnah hasim delik siv da. And then why in Sefer Devarim does it not say the da? Elav shma mena, as we said before in the explanation of Rav, da v'ra v'aya achasi. So it's going to come out that da, ra, and aya are one and the same. Because he's saying that the ra is the aya. But we said that da and ra are really the same thing. And that's why we said, why doesn't it say da in Devarim? It has to say everything it said up until now. It doesn't say da, it says ra. So obviously da, ra, and aya are one. Now, one step further, umidira haina aya, from the fact that ra is aya, like Bavo was saying, mechlal de daya lav haina aya, but then it should come out that daya can't be aya, because like, then for sure we're not going to have 24. But then the question is, these are the two points that we said before, which we said that ra is daya and aya is daya, but maishna has and the chsiv lemineu aya, then why in vayikra do we say an aya leminai, umashna hacha do lechsiv lemineu aya eladaya, and here we're switching it. What do you mean, how could that be? Is Lamina including other things similar to it? Then it should say it here in Devarim too. Elash Mamana, rather, this is what the Gemara is proving, that according to Rav Avo, Da, V'ra, Daya, V'aya, Achasi, all those four birds are all one, and obviously Rav Avo is disagreeing with Rav, like we said. I mean, the fact that the Gemara originally asked the question was just asking in general, because when the statement of Rav Avo was mentioned in the Beis HaMedrash, that was before we had established this concept that we said Upliga. So they didn't know yet. They thought he has to say to the same quota of Rav of 24, and then we asked, well, how do you get 24? If it's 24, then, but he's saying that the Ra is the Ayah, and what do we do with the other discrepancies, that why doesn't it say these birds that it says in the Ukraine, Devarim? So then, obviously, it has to be that it's really the same as some other birds with its names, but then how do we get the calculation? So they say, well, yes, because those birds that's not mentioning, and the fact that it seems to be the same thing because Lemineu is switched by one of the other birds, obviously that they're actually all one bird, and therefore we don't have to say it. We just said the different names to show that one shouldn't confuse. But according to Bavo, four birds actually are all the same of one, and therefore you have less than the quota of 24. Tatanya Lutna Braisa, continue on this Aye bird. Isi ben Yehudaim, he says, Meya Eifes Tmein Yesh B'Mezach, there's 100 types of non-kosher birds in the east, Bekulim Min Ayahin, and they're all just a species of the Ayah. Now, continuing on this theme, Tani Avimi Bereder Bavo, Torah Braisa that says, Zain Meis Mini Dogimim. There are 700 types of non-kosher fish. V'ches Meis Minich Agavim, 800 types of non-kosher grasshoppers. Ulo Eifes Eimisper, and birds without a limit. And that is the Gemara, Eifes Chavdal Havo, I mean, we just established, or very close to that, like a Bavo, that there are 24 non-kosher types of birds. What do you say, without a limit? And the rather says the Gemara, no, what he was saying was, Lo'if is Tahir Mein Misper. The kosher birds are without a limit. Yeah, the non-kosher have a limit of 24. Similar idea, Tanya learned the Braisa, that contrast. Rabbi Yemi, he says, Galib Yadul of Nemisha Amma Bahayu Oilm, it was revealed and known in front of the one who said and created the world, Shabahimit Timeya Merubim and Ataris, that there's more non-kosher animals than the kosher animals. Lafikach Manakasa Batari, therefore, when it talks about the animals, it delineates, it specifies the kosher animals, Ayel, Tzvi, and so on. Because those were that's the shorter one. And so to Golib Yidulav Nimishim HaBa'ilim, it was revealed and known in front of the one who said and the world was created, Sha'ifis Tahar in Merubin Al-Tamein, that there's more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. Lefikach Manakatz B'Tamein. Therefore, the Pasuk mentions the non-kosher ones. And it's telling you that there's no more kosher animals and that there's no more non-kosher birds. Now, that is the Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what's that teaching? Obviously, if there were more, it would have counted them. Well, what's the Gemara telling us? It says the Gemara, Kedrav Hunam Arav. Barmelon, some say is Amr Vunim Rab Mishum Reb Meir, name of Reb Meir, that what we learn from the Torah is Lo'ilim Yishan Adam Mitamid Derech Katzar. A person should always teach his student in the most abridged format. So therefore, yeah, we know that that's the amount, but it's telling you why we picked the shorter one. It could have said it in the longer version, is because you always want to teach something in the most concise fashion, and that's a concept we're learning from the Torah when it picks the shorter one, both by the birds in contrast to the ones of the animals, whether it picks the kosher or the non-kosher types. Amr Yitzchak, he says, Eif tar nechel b'mesaris. A kosher bird is eaten with a mesar, with a tradition. Meaning, if a person recalls that there was a certain upstanding individual that would eat this bird, or his teacher or a sagacious hunter tells him that this is a kosher species, then that's a kosher bird. And Neman Atzayid Loimer, the hunters, believed to say, Oiv Zatar Masali Rabbi, that my teacher told me that this is a kosher bird. Now, Amr Yechana, he qualifies, but he says, Vuhusha Baki Ben. This is only if his teacher was proficient in the types of birds, Ubish Maysein, and in their names, then we could rely on him that it's a kosher bird. Now, Boyer Bzera asked regarding this qualification of Rabbi Yechana. Rabbi Chacham, what does he mean? When it says his teacher, meaning a sage, a Talmud Chacham in Torah, a rabbi tzayid, or his teacher in hunting, and someone in the science, is someone out there in the forest. So Tashem asks, it says, come in here, look at what the Amr Yechana. Rabbi Yechana's words were, V'hushabaki behen u'bishmaisayin, if his teacher is proficient in the types of birds and in their names. Now, Iyamit Bishlema Rabbi Tzayid Shabbat, if you say it's his teacher that's a hunter, so very well. He obviously knows the names and he knows the types of birds because he's out there in the wild always understanding and seeking the birds. Liyamad Rabbi Chacham, but if it means his teacher that's a sage, a rabbi, then Bishlam is Shemayu Gamalu. We understand that the names he's well learned because he has this tradition, he knows the words, he learns Torah. Eli'i Inhu Miyadlu, but does he recognize the actual birds themselves that he should know that this is not similar to something else which is non kosher? Allah Shmamina, Rabbi Tzayit Shmamina, rather, obviously we can infer that it means, if he's going to tell us that this is a kosher bird, how does he know this? He knows names, but does he know that this is the bird itself that's not similar to another non-kosher one? It must be his teacher that's a hunter who knows the actual birds. He knows the science itself. He's out there in the wild. That's what we mean, that you can rely on the teacher who's well-learned in the birds themselves and in the names to qualify that this is a kosher bird.